and the coast has generally been considered the area of the Northwest that's most at risk for a catastrophic oil spill. But the rise in oil moving through the region by train has raised the stakes for some inland areas. As Jessica Robinson reports, three counties in North Idaho are now creating their own strategy for containing an oil spill.
Trains carry crude oil from North Dakota across the Idaho Panhandle at least twice a day. They run along lakes and rivers and sometimes cross right over the water. That's made local emergency response managers even more nervous about what would happen if a train derailed. Sandy Von Barron is the emergency manager in Kootenai County. She says they're developing a detailed geographic response plan like the ones the Puget Sound area and the Columbia River Basin have had for years. They want to protect places like the Kootenai River and Lake Ponderay.
If the release is into a waterway and there's no access, we would be able to look at the maps and look at what's the next place that we could go to access that, and then also where are the most available resources that are quick and close by.
The plan would also consider spills that come from boats and highway traffic, as well as leaks in underground oil pipelines. In Washington, the Department of Ecology is also developing oil response plans in areas that haven't had them before, including Moses Lake and the Duwamish River. I'm Jessica Robinson in Coeur d'Alene.